You're listening to Second Half Sports, the leading sports podcast show, where raw opinions, hot takes, and bold predictions are a staple. Brought to you from the Rose City of Portland, Oregon. Now, here are your hosts, Cameron Sissel and Nubar Akparian, in 3, 2, 1.
Coast to coast, there's one thing left to say. Been waiting all day for a Sunday night.
That sounds just like Carrie.
Thank you.
Ye old Carrie.
I had to change it up just enough to where we don't get a copyright strike.
But I turned cherry red off of secondhand embarrassment right there.
Yeah, well, you know, some things are going to be good and some things are going to be bad. So
sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Exactly. Episode
24, Kobe episode, R.I.P.
Oh, you had to say it.
I did. It's
of episode all 24. Of all the 24s.
I had to say it.
You could have said Nubar's birthday number episode.
Kobe episode's better.
My golden year.
Well, anyway, here we go. Episode 24, second half of sports. NFL kicked off last night.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
Fantastic.
It was amazing.
Game.
Are you as excited as for football as I am?
You don't look excited at all across the room.
Just very, very stone-faced.
Are you as excited as I am? I am so jazzed.
Dude, okay, so as soon as it kicked off, I was like, I just got so hyped. I knew it was going to be a good game. There was no way it was going to be a bad game.
I literally, our buddies and I, Nubar sadly couldn't make it out, but we were out, you know, got some beers, got some wings. We're watching the game.
Yeah.
Pledge of Allegiance, not the Pledge of Allegiance, national anthem happens. I could run through a brick wall.
The performance was good.
Every time they do the national anthem.
Yeah, the performance was good.
But this specifically, week one NFL, first game, it was a great game. Great matchup. Super entertaining. A lot of great players.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tom Brady.
A lot of good storylines.
Holy cow.
UFC, Super Bowl champs.
We'll get to the full recap of the game later in the episode.
Dak Prescott injury thing.
Wow. What a way to kick off this weekend and a season and our episode, essentially.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Let's not get into it. How's your weekend? What have you been up to?
Absolutely
here?
Classic, Cameron. I actually did a lot this week. So it was a short week.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been trying to get myself to do more because I keep thinking, I'm like, you know what? Every single week, we always say the same things. We either work, we go work out, we wake up
early.
I
ask you how your week's going, and you're like, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm making it a point to do more stuff. Short week. Labor Day was this week.
Yep.
I also took Tuesday off of work, so I had a nice long weekend.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I had to get a lot of stuff done. I had some like doctor's appointments and stuff, so I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take the day and then get everything done. So Monday, gym was closed. It was a beautiful day, and they posted a workout for you to do at home, or like if you go outside, you could run on the track. So I went down to a good old middle school right here down the road. I'm not going to say it because I don't want people to know where I live. Went all the way down there, did the workout. It was great. It was so hot out, and it was such a grimy workout, and it was great. I posted, I think, the fastest time during like that morning that I like did it. And then a few hours later, I'm sure people beat me. I'm not good. But it was a great workout. And then I sat outside for like an hour. I just sat at the track and like listened to my music and hung out with my family. I went and there's two books on our coffee table, Cameron. That's usually very empty.
There are two books here.
I bought two books. And I bought them on Monday and I finished one of them yesterday. Or 2 days ago. So
that's impressive.
Yeah. It's called Sharp Objects by Gillian. I think it's Gillian or Jillian, maybe Flynn. I guess she's the director of Gone Girl, which you've never seen the movie.
Never.
It's a good book. I haven't read it. That's just what I hear.
Okay.
The movie I hear is very good as well. I started watching it at one point and then I stopped. But good book. HBO has a miniseries about that and it has Amy Adams and then like the mom. Her name's like Patricia Clarkson, I think. Yeah, Patricia Clarkson. She's been in Shutter Island. She's been in, I think she's in Easy A and she's in Friends with Benefits. And if you see a photo of her, you'll be like, oh, okay, I know who she is. So I wanted to read that book because I saw a lot of recommendations on it, and I knew HBO had a miniseries, and it got like an 8.2 on HBO. So I was like, you know what? I'll check it out.
Yes.
Already yawning, bro. We just started.
It's been a long day.
Why don't you never show interest in, you know?
It has been a long day.
I feel like we got to go to...
But I do it away from the mic because people need to know that I still have energy.
I feel like we got to go to like podcast counseling.
Absolutely not.
My podcast co-host...
I would if I was... I would run the class.
My podcast co-host keeps yawning during my segments.
Therapy.
But yeah, it was good. Aside from that, like I said, I've been doing that. I've just been hanging out. You know, I hot tub like every other day now, which is great.
Sounds wonderful.
It's been great, yeah. Working out. Had a good workout today. Tore up my hands.
It's always the greatest feeling, though.
Ground beef.
Once you like shower afterwards and then you just look at them and they're just clean but ripped up.
Nope, because the shower, the water, and the soap get in it and then it's miserable. Yeah, I was bummed I couldn't come out with you guys yesterday. I'm going gluten-free recently and I don't drink alcohol anymore. So going to Buffalo Wild Wings would have been the worst experience for me.
We'll consume it for you.
For 2.5 hours, yeah.
We'll consume it for you.
But yeah, and then we got all our drafts done. So it's been a good week, man. What about you?
We had a ton of drafts, actually. It's been a great week as well. Monday off, like you said. Don't you fake yawn. Monday
off. I wish
off,
we could have gotten that on recording.
Busy, busy week at work. And besides that, just been hanging out. Like I said, we watched the football game, obviously, last night. Been training for that half marathon. Ran 10 miles this morning. That's the longest we've gone.
10 miles this morning?
Yep. 10 miles this morning, that's the longest we've gone.
Dude, I ran, what did I run? I did a workout today where it was 20 power cleans and 20 power cleans, 15 toes to bar, and a 400 meter run, and we did 3 rounds of that, and I was like, that's enough.
Yeah. 10 miles this morning.
Ridiculous.
And my legs feel terrible right
now. I bet,
dude. Like, they're locking up just
I wish
like
I was
sitting
wearing,
here with my
I wish
knees
I was wearing shorts so I could show you, like, my upper thigh right now because it's just all red from where the bar was smacking.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Yeah.
We're not in good shape.
I'm in great shape.
Well, like on the outside.
I'm outside and in great shape right now, actually.
That's true. You do have an APAC.
I'm stoked for this half marathon, but I feel
terrible.
You look
like Larry
my
the Lobster.
Legs are awful. So, yeah, I've been doing that. We've been running Monday through Friday, and then we take Saturday, Sundays off. So this is my right into the weekend here. But no, besides that, yeah, just chilling. It's been an okay weather week. Just okay.
No, dude, I like it. I wanted to start getting colder. I was just telling Garrick this today. I was like, I'm tired of wearing all my t-shirts because like a lot of my regular t-shirts are just my gym shirts now. And so like I want to wear my flannels and my long sleeves and my hoodies. And
see, I love summer. Like I don't mind like wearing the hoodies and stuff. And like I'll do an occasional rainy day. But like, man, I'm going to miss summer and spring. Eh. Big time.
I stopped loving summer when school ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you don't, there's no summer break when it comes to work.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, because now you're just like, if it's winter, everyone's miserable.
Yeah, exactly. Summer break, the next summer break that you and I will ever have, now that we're adults and working,
when we retire,
is called retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to each their own. So, thread of the week. I know we weren't...
Is that the official title?
We weren't as prepared. That's what I'm naming it.
Replies of the week.
Thread of the week, tweet of the week, replies of the week, whatever you want to call it. We weren't as prepared, but I do have two.
Read them off to me, and then I'm going to rate them. I'm going to rate you at how hard you procured these statements.
So Rasheed Wallace.
The Sheed.
Yeah. Was asked about what LeBron James, like what his effect would have been in the era that he played in.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit tougher. Not as tough as like with Charles Barkley,
sure,
like that,
sure.
But like a little bit tougher than now, obviously. He came out and said, I don't think he would be as successful as he is now. It's a whole different era back then. Terrible. That's a terrible take. That's a terrible take.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because I think that's atrocious.
Well, first of all, what's the point of this? Are we like, I thought this was supposed to be funny. Like I thought Rasheed was going to be saying
that
something.
I mean, that's pretty laughable.
All
I'm
right.
Laughing my ass off right now.
I give you a -1 on procurement.
Okay, I'll take that
for
one.
Getting that. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's a terrible take. I don't think it matters. I mean, Rasheed played in what, like early to late 90s? Early 2000s?
Yeah, well.
So LeBron would be matching up against like AI, Cole.
He would dominate.
Tracy.
He would dominate.
Tracy McGrady, not just some person named Tracy.
he would dominate.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Let's see if I can wow you with this one.
Okay.
I'm not gonna, but... So Latavius Murray was released by the Saints last week. Alvin Kamara didn't like that. He tweeted out like a side eye, like sad face type thing. And then a bunch of dudes actually quote tweeted it and said, "I just drafted you. What this mean?"
I want
not what does this mean. Just I just drafted you. What this mean?
I was trying to keep such a straight face.
That is such a good one. Just because it's what this mean. I laughed.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, which we'll get into, but Latavius Murray has signed with a different team. So.
Ooh. Because you have to listen to the rest of the episode.
Little nuggets. Also, we didn't talk about this, but I want to talk about it because it changed my life. So anybody who knows me.
I didn't hear about this.
I like playing video games, right?
Yep.
Has since I was a kid. I'm a big PlayStation guy. You know, Xbox just never really was my bag baby. It was always PlayStation. God of War is one of my all-time favorite video game series, and they just announced God of War 2, War Ragnarok. And watching the gameplay trailer, I just about cried. It was so beautiful, and now I'm 100% gonna get a PS5, so help me God, I will call every single store from here until Mississippi, and then Mississippi on until I get a freaking PS5 for this game.
You do it.
I'm gonna be like...
Commitment.
I'm gonna be like that... Black Friday woman on South Park where she's like,
"Oh yeah,
nobody gets in the way of me getting my presents for my babies." And I'm just gonna...
That was scary.
Thank you. Yeah.
And there was a Wolverine game
she said
announced,
a little bit more, but
and
I didn't
there was
say, yeah.
Spider-Man 2 was announced. You told me this, yeah, and I went and watched them.
Spider-Man 2 was announced. The trailer was good.
Yeah.
It had like Spider-Man from the first game had the Miles Morales from Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Little co-op.
And then Venom, which is Little exciting. Co-op. Venom the movie also comes out next month.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep. Did you watch the Matrix trailer?
Yes.
We're just running through it today.
It looks great.
It
looks great.
I like the Matrix. I'm interested to see what they do with this one. I think the thing about the Matrix was it was so perfect for its time. Like,
It'll be good now.
In the 90s, you know? And I didn't love Matrix 2 and Matrix 3, but...
Yeah.
There's in the actual trailer, it shows Keanu Reeves from the first Matrix movie being projected
The trailer at Buffalo Wild Wings, and Taylor looks at me and he goes, "Is this John Wick?" Uh-huh. And I go, "No, this is the Matrix." He goes, "Yeah, so John Wick's in the Matrix?" And I go, "No."
Dude, no, so there's like fan theories out there that John Wick and the Matrix are in the same shared universe. Because like
Taylor knows a little bit more than I gave him credit
for. In the trailer, because Keanu's like, I've seen these things. Or I don't know what he says, but he's like, I feel like I've witnessed these before. Because he doesn't remember, I guess. So yeah, people are like, John Wick confirmed he's in the Matrix. It's him.
Interesting. So, should be a good one.
Just wanted to say that because I got super excited for it.
Let's jump straight into NCAA news.
Nice.
I remembered on the fly that we have the introductions because I almost just said... All right, so the Big 12, first off, has made their invites. I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, I believe. Maybe last episode. I think it was two, actually.
Yeah.
But Big 12 made it official, inviting BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and University of Houston into the conference. I'm sure they're going to accept. So
I think you brought it up, but I don't think the teams were announced last week. Because this is news
to
me.
I read the teams.
Did you?
Yeah, I read the teams.
Then I just straight up didn't listen to you.
I just didn't know that I thought the invite was official already, but it is official now.
How about they make it the Big 15 and invite Western Washington University?
Well, now it's going to be the Big 14, which is just weird. They might have to rename it to something else.
Big 15.
We'll see what the logo looks like, too. Besides that, there's not really a ton of news. Let's recap some of the games from last weekend, and then we will highlight some of the games this weekend. Because there's... great games last weekend, and there's some good games this weekend.
Yeah, can I just go ahead and
interject?
So I think what we're going to start doing now, especially with like football season starting up, I think Cameron, let's each of us pick a game, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it, like our game of the week. And my game of the week was Penn State versus Wisconsin because I watched the entire thing, and it was a great game. Did you happen to watch this game?
I did not.
It was great, dude. It was great. It
I
was
did
like
not.
It was a. I did not hit her. I did not. It was a very defensive oriented game until it like got into the fourth quarter, and then Wisconsin just had some bad turnovers. But it came down to the wire. I think there was like 10 seconds left for Wisconsin, and they're like in the end zone practically, I think 30 yards out. Mm-hmm. And it came down, it was like third down, 10 seconds, clock running out, you know, what are they going to do? And then, you know, they threw a pick. But it was a great game, so that's my pick of the week. Obviously, when it starts to have, when NFL starts kicking into full gear, we'll have more. But that is my pick of the week. Love that game.
I don't have a pick of the week for last week. I thought we were having a pick of the week for like what we are excited for.
Well, we just made it up on the
weekend,
fly,
so
right? So
I will forego my pick of the week for last week's games. Because there was a ton of good games, but I wasn't prepared for that. So
you know
we're going to do
a
pick
game,
of the week.
Miami versus Alabama.
Yeah, that wasn't a good game. You know, also what wasn't a great game to watch was Georgia-Clemson was really boring to watch. 10-3 was the final score.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Surprisingly, the Oregon State game was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, the Oregon State game was pretty entertaining. WSU, Utah State.
Yeah.
WSU cooged it. They were up by, I don't even know, they were up by two scores.
As
Utah State came back in the fourth quarter and won it.
Yeah.
I turned that game, we turned the channel thinking that that game was over. And I looked later that night and I was like, oh. Classic.
Yeah, if your school, you know, has, what is that? Is that a verb or is that an adjective? I guess to coog
would be a verb. Yeah.
But like past tense?
Cooged.
Okay. Cooged. Was, verb.
Yeah. Because like I cooged it.
The more you know, little rainbow flies over your head.
Yeah.
If your school has a verb associated with fucking up, chances are you fuck up a lot.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right. So let's get into some of the games this weekend. Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Biggest game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
University of Oregon versus Ohio State.
12-3.
Yep. Ohio State struggled against Minnesota last weekend, but Oregon also struggled against Fresno State.
Yeah.
So Oregon's number 12, Ohio State's number 3. This is set to be a really great matchup, really competitive, fairly close. We're going to see what happens. It's at Ohio State.
It's not at Fresno.
What?
I remember there was a commentator once that was like talking about a Fresno State game, and he's like, yeah, Fresno, the armpit of America. And he got fired because he said that comment. You ever been down to Fresno?
No.
It ain't great.
No. Yeah, I can't imagine.
It ain't great. I got some family that lives down there.
So, yeah, we're going to find out what happens pretty quick. I think Ohio State runs away with this one, but I also hate Oregon. So
you hope Ohio State runs away with it.
Then. I know they will.
Yeah. Number two, we got number 10 ranked Iowa versus number 9 ranked Iowa State. Is there like even a name for that game? Like, you know how Oregon versus Oregon, they have the Civil War game, which has terrible connotations when you think about it.
They got rid of that, actually.
Did they?
Yeah, I don't think they've renamed it, but I think it's, I don't.
The game's just gone?
Yeah, they're not calling it the Civil War anymore. But anyway, Iowa State is the Cy-Hawk game. I don't know
That's
how
terrible.
That comes into effect or where they got that from.
The Cyclones versus the Hawkeyes.
But it's the Hawkeye State. Where do Cyclones come into this? They don't.
Cyclones are probably prevalent. Are Cyclones real? You know, you got hurricanes, you got tornadoes. Are Cyclones real?
I don't know what you're talking about. Can't answer that.
I don't know.
Neither confirm or deny that.
I don't know. I don't really care either.
I also don't care. So
let's move on. Next game, Stanford versus number 14 ranked USC.
This is always a good game.
Always
That's the only reason
game.
We're highlighting it. Stanford,
yep.
USC is a traditional Pac-12 powerhouse teams. So you have to watch this game if you're a Pac-12 fan.
Cameron, do you know that I'm from Southern California?
Oh, God.
Do you think our viewers know that I'm from?
Yes.
I think Jonah would know.
Jonah highlighted it hard in
it
a couple
makes,
episodes ago.
It makes
in the
me
fantasy,
laugh.
Yeah, in the fantasy episode.
If you haven't seen that episode, go check it out.
This last game we're going to highlight is the best matchup this whole weekend, Oregon State versus Hawaii.
I'm going to say right now, Hawaii wins 48-0.
I wouldn't be surprised if we lost, but go Beavs.
Go Beavs. Ride or die.
And now, after we have now wrapped up NCAA news, we are going to head into MLB news.
Man, that never gets old. I think mainly because it's only week two, but never gets old. All right, so taking it from the top, Mike Trout has the possibility of being shut down this season. because he has a lingering calf strain.
Yep, yep.
Currently, the Angels are fourth place in the division. Just what do you think about this?
This just makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the best players in the MLB. I mean, mm-hmm. you pretty much have to think about it at least. I mean,
he's top two
they
on
said
that
it's
team.
A possibility. That's exactly what it should be. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But playoff push is in full effect here. We are closing in quick on the end of the season, and the playoff race is hot, especially in the AL West.
Hot.
I'm going to the Mariner game this Saturday against the Diamondbacks.
Nice.
Seattle Mariners currently in our division. We're in third. We're 5.5 games back, tied with Oakland for second, actually, behind Houston. We're probably not going to catch Houston for the division, but in terms of wild card, that is extremely, extremely close. And I think we are like 3 games out. We play Boston next week in a 4-game series as well. So we are 2 games back of them. So if we can take a couple games in that series, obviously try to sweep the Diamondbacks this weekend, we'll be looking solid.
What time's that game at?
6:30
Ooh.
Saturday.
I remember when we went, it was like a 7:20, 7:10?
Yeah, those night games are, they'll get you.
Yeah. Are you planning on driving all the way back?
Yep.
Yeah. The last time that was pretty rough too.
Yeah, it's a rough one. Might fall asleep at the wheel. Never mind.
That's
gotcha.
Terrible.
I gotcha.
What would you say? Drive.
That's
say
why
drive
I always
safe?
Say drive safe at the end of episodes because you never should fall asleep at the wheel. I will not fall asleep.
Not even if you have lane assist, cruise control, blind spot monitoring, heated seats,
Siri driving for you.
Is that a thing?
No.
Hey Siri, drive my car.
Drive my car for me. So yeah. Anyway, I wanted to throw that in there. Right before we jump into NBA news. Why don't you take this one off?
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. I said you take this one off, so I take it.
I don't want to.
Brooklyn Nets traded DeAndre Jordan to Detroit, and Detroit bought him out. This was already essentially going to happen.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Detroit bought him out, and unfortunately for everyone else except for you, the Lakers signed him. What do you think this means for them? I really don't think this adds anything for them. They're probably not going to play him a ton, but I'll leave that one for you.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's like, for people, you know, I wish we had a video podcast because I'm just rubbing my eyes at this. It's tough because, like, we traded away Marc Gasol for DeAndre Jordan. Okay. Sure. Like, you know, both dudes past their prime.
Yeah.
Is there anything to be excited about here?
No, I don't think this does anything for them. That's
I think the only thing that I'm
out of that.
Wanting out of this is like DeAndre Jordan to not be the Andre Drummond of last season where we got him, a lot of hype, and then nothing.
Where did Andre Drummond go?
He's on the Sixers.
Oh.
He's behind Joel.
Yeah, that's good for them.
Because then Dwight came back.
Yeah, that's good for them.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's hard to... I don't know. It's hard to get excited for that. We'll see how it happens once the season starts, which actually 24 days until, or 23 days, I think today, until preseason.
Preseason, yeah, that'll be
so
good.
Crazy. Basketball's starting back up. I feel like it just ended.
Well, you mentioned the Marc Gasol trade. Why don't you hit that?
Yeah. So the Lakers then traded Marc Gasol because obviously we have like 4 centers now. Traded Marc Gasol and a 2024 second round pick and cash to the Grizzlies for the draft rights to... Oh man, Wang Zelen?
Yeah, sounds
right. You know
right.
that guy?
That sounds like it looks.
You know that guy?
Does anyone?
I don't think the Lakers know.
Does he know who he is?
He's going to the Lakers now. Well, as of now.
Manti Te'o's girlfriend?
Wow, that's a good one.
That
that's
is
a deep
a good
cut.
One.
That's
yay.
That's good.
Got him.
And the Grizzlies are working with Marc Gasol. They had no plans to keep him, and Marc Gasol did not want to stay. So as of today, Marc Gasol has been officially waived by the Grizzlies. Marc Gasol plans to finish his career in Spain as of now, so he can be there with him and his family.
So him and a pal can sleep in bunk beds for the rest of their lives.
How'd you say his name?
Pal.
Okay, good. We're not going to name who this person is, but we have a close friend that pronounced
Jonah.
That pronounced it Paw. Gasol, and he got very angry when I tried to correct him.
Pa Gasol.
Freshman year of college, I remember that. And then there was also, you may know him, he used to be pretty prevalent in the NBA, Thabocephalosha. Not Thabocephalosha. Thabo.
I just can't get past pa.
Yeah, I can't either. So, you know what? Go ahead and take this one.
Moving on. Damian Lillard posted a photo on Instagram to the delight of Portland Trailblazer fans with the caption, "Back for more. Rip City is my city." And it's a picture of him walking through the tunnel, high-fiving fans. Hallelujah. The man is back officially. Yep. I can sleep well at night now.
Yep.
And I wrote under here, Philly fans, cry to your mommy.
And then next year.
Next year we can let him go.
Yeah, Damian Lillard will be posting the same photo, except from the other way around, of him leaving the arena.
We need to do something this season / get someone next season, next offseason.
Next year's caption, gone for good.
Yeah.
# Rip City. Peace out.
Yeah,
we'll say something nice.
Continuing on with the Blazers, though, they signed Patrick Patterson to a training camp deal. Cool.
I don't know what I don't think I've ever heard of a training camp deal.
Veteran play. Well, when Dennis Smith Jr., we signed him to a training camp deal.
What does that entail, though?
Like he just goes to training camp, we have the option of bringing him onto the active roster.
Okay.
Kind of like all the summer league dudes probably are on the same type of thing, okay. Most of them.
I mean, they're probably on like two.
Last one. This one's pretty cool. We talked about it a little bit before. The NBA is exploring the feasibility of games outside for a potential Field of Dreams style game. So you might know that the MLB is doing they did the Field of Dreams game this year with White Sox Yankees. That went extremely well. Next year they're doing Reds Cubs, and NBA wants to do that.
Yeah,
and I think that would be dope.
Good luck playing fantasy basketball with that.
But they've done it with college basketball, and it's been really successful.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. But like, just think about you playing basketball and how much different you play in a court than you do outside.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be very interesting.
They should do chain nets.
They should do double rimmed hoops
and chain nets.
That'd be sick.
Or like one hoop has a chain net and one hoop has no net at all.
Yeah, one of them's just slightly askew.
You go for the rebound. He makes it swoosh. And it just pegs the guy in the face because there's no cushion.
How sick would it be if they just played at Venice or if they Rutgers?
It'd be pretty dope.
Right?
Kevin Durant would drop 90 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only fit
it has to be good teams. If they put trash teams, it'll flop.
What do you mean?
If they put trash teams, it'll flop. What do you mean?
The first game is going to be Timberwolves versus Cavs.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do that. You don't do that.
And then Karl Anthony Towns is going to have the potluck set out.
No.
Does anybody want to try my potato salad?
Let's get into the nitty gritty. Let's get into the meat of this episode
here. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Let's get to the nitty gritty. And let's jump into
NFL news.
Yeah, all right.
This is
what we've been waiting for.
This is the PB to the J, the meat to the potatoes.
We led off the episode with the NFL kicking off last night. So let's jump into some NFL news and let's jump into the slate of games. Yeah. Let's start with the news here. Seattle Seahawks offensive tackle Dwayne Brown and the franchise have been in contract disputes recently. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have come to an agreement and reworked his contract that maxes him out at $12 million a year. This is a huge thing for the Seahawks as they go into the season wanting to keep Russ safe. This is the man on the offensive line. So this is a huge deal for the Seahawks before the season starts, and they don't have to deal with the drama during the season. So positive note for them.
Yep.
I was happy about it.
Yep. And another contract negotiation that also happened, TJ Watt gets a whopping 4-year, $112 million deal. He becomes the NFL's highest paid defensive player. Crazy.
That's a crazy amount of money.
Hey, TJ, JJ, HJ, / the fourth, the fifth. How about all them Watt brothers just hand us a little bit?
Dude, holy smokes. You got a ton of money. But you know what's a lot of money? The Powerball right now is at $403 million.
Really?
Imagine winning that. Then you could be like, TJ, why? You got nothing.
I got to go to Safeway after this. Maybe I get some Powerball stuff.
Davante Adams, Green Bay star wide receiver, says there is quote unquote no chance that he extends his contract before the start of the season. He will be a free agent after this season. And you heard it here from Cameron Sissel. He will leave the Green Bay Packers.
I got a real spicy take on Davante Adams this year. You want to hear it? It's scorch earth spicy.
Hit me with it.
It's like Taco Bell Diablo sauce in your eyes spicy.
Let's hear it.
I have a gut feeling that Davante Adams is not going to be like a top five wide receiver this year. I have a feeling that it's either going to be injuries, some sort of...
You're a moron.
Some sort of something. No, I think barring anything, obviously Devontae Adams is a top five wide receiver. I'm talking fantasy implications, by the way.
Yes.
I just have a feeling that like with everything that we're seeing injury wise and everything that we're seeing otherwise, like I think there's a lot of legitimate players that could possibly be pushing that top five spot this year. We've only seen one game, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I'm having flashbacks to when I drafted him a few years ago and he was out like seven games with turf toe and just ruined my season.
I'm in shock that you're saying
I don't even have Devontae Adams on our team.
He's a man's man.
He's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I hope for the best. Aaron Rodgers is out of there too. There's no way Aaron Rodgers stays.
They're both out. So they're both going to show out this year.
That's what I'm... That's my underlying thing, right? It's like, obviously, that's what's going to happen, but I have a bad feeling.
You just made a big mistake.
Up next, Nyheim Hines gets a 3-year, $18.6 million meal. $18.6 million deal extension to become one of the 10 highest paid running backs in the league. I feel like 3-year, $18.6 really isn't that much.
Also, Nyheim Hines is one of the top 10 highest paid running backs.
The backup?
Why?
The backup?
Why?
I don't know, dude, but like 18.6 really isn't that a lot of money.
Okay, yeah, for two reasons I'm shocked. How is that you're a top 10 highest paid running back?
I mean, it probably
18.6,
like,
that's in the top 10?
I mean, it probably
that's
goes
one
like
I'm shocked of.
1, 2, 3 has the highest.
2.
4, 5, 6, Peters.
The dude is a backup, and he hasn't even played like that well.
He was pretty decent last year.
I don't get it.
He was decent.
I don't get it.
He had a few games with like 2 touchdowns. Granted, he vultured him from
Jonathan
Taylor, but
I'd like to see the full list of the top 10.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I guarantee you it's like 1, 2, 3 are just very, very high, and then 4, 5, 6 are a little bit lower, and then everything else underneath that is just chump change.
Yeah. Well, moving on. As we get into the season, I think it's vital that we hit this. Odds to win Super Bowl 56 were released.
Yeah, you're a big...
By DraftKings.
You're a big gambling degenerate. So
the DraftKings Sportsbook released the official odds before the start of the game last night. Kansas City was number 1 at plus 500. Tampa Bay right behind them, number 2, plus 600. Me personally, I predicted a rematch.
Yeah.
I think you did as well.
How do you place Kansas City above Tampa Bay when Tampa Bay got back all their starters? They beat them convincingly last year.
Because it's, I mean, Kansas City brought back a lot of dudes too, and they got a couple dudes that are better. So even though they don't return starters, like they booster their roster.
Okay.
So you got to put them up there.
Okay.
Buffalo number 3, Green Bay, Baltimore, which I highly question.
Yeah.
San Francisco, which I also question. Los Angeles Rams, also question. And then Cleveland.
I think San Francisco should be a little bit higher, especially if you're anticipating like Trey Lance to take over, and if he does well, I think it should be higher, which I think he will be good.
You're banking on a rookie quarterback coming in and leading a team to a Super Bowl? That's tough.
No, well, I mean, I'm just saying they should be higher up on the list, but they also have so many
weapons.
Where
are the Seahawks?
No. Get me one full season. How about this, Seattle? How about you get me one full season where you don't take a dumpster trash fire halfway through?
Take a dumpster trash fire?
Yeah.
Wow, that's painful.
Like, take a dump and then dumpster fire.
But you turned it into dumpster
trash fire.
I would take that.
Just all of it. Okay, how about this? All of this. Seattle, you can't see it, but I'm doing something with my hands.
Magic.
Take all of this.
Pixie dust.
And spread it across a full season instead of falling apart halfway through, and then we'll start being in consideration.
We'll be fine. We'll
but
be
that's,
right.
That's the talk that goes in every single year.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Oh, we look super good. We're unstoppable in the NFL. And then week 7, Russell Wilson just
next
falls
up.
Apart. But you guys got a new offensive coordinator.
I think we're going to be just fine. We'll see after this weekend.
I think you guys are going
to
be
It'll
great.
Be easy to tell.
You're going
to
be great.
Next up here, we'll hit this one. So the number 5 Super Bowl team with the best odds, mm-hmm. Baltimore Ravens. Gus Edwards.
Dude, this was crazy.
Their new starting running back after J.K. Dobbins got hurt.
Yeah. And do you know what
tore
injury?
His ACL.
Yeah.
Also, their starting cornerback, best defensive player, essentially.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters tore his ACL.
Back
both in the same practice.
Back plays, bro.
Both in the same practice on Thursday.
Back to back.
And,
imagine witnessing that. First of all, you've already witnessed your star running back tear an ACL.
Yeah.
Then you also witnessed the backup to the backup tear his ACL.
Yeah.
And then So now you're up to the second string guy who's now the first string guy. He tears his ACL, and you're like, oof. You know, there's something going on here. And then the next play, you see your number one defensive guy tear his ACL. Dude, are they playing on ice? Are they at this? Are they at the hockey rink?
It's like God was watching their practice.
Who's there?
And he looked down on them and he said,
I think we ain't done yet.
But you personally.
I think we ain't done yet.
God's just overlooking the Ravens practice. Big trust. Woo, woo. Zap. Woo, woo. Zap.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Whoever is their like running back conditioning coach or conditioning guy needs
to get
fired.
Bye-bye.
Whoever is their like PTs need to get fired. Whoever's maintaining the grass at that field, fired.
Goodbye.
Waterboy that was looking the same way when J.K. Dobbins went down, fired.
So now Baltimore, as a result, has now picked up Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
Devontae Freeman.
Yep.
And now Latavius Murray.
Yep. Here's the thing, right? And then now Tyson Williams is now the guy. And I picked him up in both leagues. Latavius Murray is the scariest option. I think it's going to be between Tyson Hill and Latavius Murray. I don't think it's going to be a strict running back one, running back two. It's going to be a committee. Le'Veon Bell, washed. Can we just get over this guy? Washed.
Maybe.
Washed.
Kansas City did not give him a ton of like good workload chances.
Dude, he was on the Jets. He had plenty of workload chances.
The Jets are terrible.
Yeah, but he was Le'Veon Bell. If there was ever a guy,
they had
to
a
be
terrible
good.
Offensive line.
Okay, look at James Robinson. James Robinson was on a terrible team, terrible offensive line.
No, they had a good offensive line.
95% of snaps. You're telling me the Jets couldn't have done that to Le'Veon?
They had a good offensive line. The Jets do not have a good offensive
line. Define
good. Good is good.
Yeah. Okay. You don't get the number one pick in the draft by having a good offensive line.
No, they had a terrible quarterback and terrible coaching, terrible system, and a terrible defense.
I'm just saying, terrible team. Great running back. You have to be able to produce
saying you got to give him a chance. Out of all those dudes, Devontae Freeman should retire.
Yeah, Devontae Freeman isn't going
to
be any.
But I think if you have...
I mean, Devontae Freeman went to the Giants last year when they were having trouble.
Yeah,
and
if you have Tyson, you have Latavius Murray, and you have Le'Veon Bell, that's perfect. That's perfect. That's all they could ask for right now, especially with the injuries they've dealt with.
I've been hearing some rumbly grumblies in the NFL that they could be looking for another running back, and I told you this before, and I'm laughing because it's Todd Clickety Clack Gurley.
That dude is not getting picked up by a team. I think we need to swallow that pill.
I feel so bad for the guy because, like, it's Todd Gurley, and he was so crazy good, and just arthritis took him over.
Took his life.
Dude, I guarantee you that man gets out of bed, and it sounds like a bubble wrap factory.
Maybe.
I feel so bad. I mean, he's...
I don't know how
you find
out, but...
I actually don't feel bad because... He makes a lot of money. He's probably doing really well for himself.
Oh, yeah. He's probably really happy. You know, minus his knees.
Yeah, minus that whole shebang.
But there has been rumors, though. Well, first, the rumors were that the Baltimore Ravens were going to sign Latavius Murray. They did. Now there's rumors on defense that they are going to try to trade for Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback for the Patriots, because he doesn't want to play for New England. Also, Richard Sherman hasn't re-signed with the 49ers. So
Sherman's going to jail.
Or they were talking about trying to get him.
No, he's going to
jail. The Ravens,
jail.
Dude, he would fit the Ravens perfectly.
He also fits jail right now.
Like, he fits in his cell right now.
Maybe the Ravens just go ahead and get Deshaun Watson, too, if they want to do the
jailhouse. He's not in jail still.
Jailhouse blues.
He's not in jail still. He's out.
Still?
He's out and about.
Fresh out?
Doing drills.
Oh, my
in
God.
In Baltimore.
Did that ever happen? I think? Didn't he, like...
Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
DUI or, like, burglary or home invasion or something?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I could be getting it all
wrong.
Just
close your eyes and look away. All right, let's get into this is the real meat here.
Yeah.
Week one
game
slate.
We just gave you the potatoes, but now it's the meat.
Week one game slate for this Sunday.
Yeah. And, well, first, let's recap Thursday night because that game was amazing.
Yeah, let's do that real quick.
So we talked about it like at the very beginning. It was a very storyline-driven game. Like, there was no way that this game was not going to be insanely televised. Mm-hmm. And it was... The returning Super Bowl champions in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Dallas Cowboys, which now have Dak Prescott back
healthy
after he obliterated his ankle last season. Mm-hmm. The man was on pace to throw 7,000 yards.
Yeah.
And game five, shatters his ankle, comes back, had some like shoulder concerns.
Yep.
I was not concerned. I drafted Dak Prescott. I believed in him, and he gave us a wonderful performance. That game was good, man.
He went off.
I was looking. We were watching the game. It was Garrick and I, and I was like, holy shit, dude. It's like 21-20, and it's not even the second half.
People were making so many jokes, and just so many memes were on Twitter, and so many comments were being made because he threw 58 passes last night.
Yeah.
58. Crazy. There was like one, like, that some dude was like holding up a pork shoulder, and they had cooked it so much that the meat just fell off the bone. And they were like, Dak Prescott's shoulder tonight. And like, see, the meat's just falling
off
the
bones. That should have been your reply of the week.
Dude, he threw 58 passes. That is ridiculous. And you know who fell victim to those 58 passes?
Tony Pollard?
Zeke Elliott. Only 11 rushes for 33 yards. You know who drafted him? You know who believed in him? I did. You know who made a huge mistake? Or I feel like I made a big mistake? Yeah, me.
You did.
But you know what? I'm going to hold on tight.
No. This is
an outlier game for him. This is an outlier.
Here's a message to all fantasy players. If you don't, look, Zeke is bad. He's terrible. He's the worst running back in the league. Go ahead and give him to me. I'll take him off your hands. Cameron, we can whip up a trade right now. I'll give you Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup is really good.
And yeah, he got hurt.
No.
Yeah, he got hurt. Listen.
He's projected to do well in 3 to 5 weeks.
Listen, Tony Pollard everybody's like, oh, Tony Pollard outplayed Zeke. Tony Pollard only had 3 rushes for 14 yards.
He had more fantasy points than Zeke, though.
Yeah, because he got more catches. Like, but they had to pass the ball.
Yeah.
They had to pass the ball.
No, in all seriousness, I was telling you this before. Zeke looks good.
He lost 20 pounds.
Slimmed down. He's quick. The game was never going to be a good game for Zeke. Like, I think if you had any other option, you don't draft Zeke in the first round and not play him. But yeah. I think if you had another option, you wouldn't have played Zeke.
Yeah.
And that game script was just... It was going to be throwing the ball. You're not going to run up the gut against Tampa Bay. Like, all the runs, if you go back and look at the six carries or whatever Zeke had, I guarantee you we're all to the outside trying to gain some sort of space. And I was telling you this before. Last year, Tampa Bay was like the fifth most in the NFL giving, letting receivers catch the ball. I don't know, however you want to phrase that stat. But it should have been a game where Zeke got a lot of dump offs. But didn't. But Dak Prescott looked great. In that first quarter, you could kind of see him like throwing, and he kind of underthrew the ball to CeeDee Lamb, which I said this last week, CeeDee Lamb made me eat my words. Now that Michael Gallup's out as well, CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper are just going to go off.
Dude, yeah, I have Amari Cooper and 13 catches for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The first pass of the game was to him for 28 yards. I was stoked.
Yeah, and then, I think their tight ends both, like...
They both had 45 yards, 6 catches.
Dalton Schultz and...
Schultz, and then Jarwin had 3 catches for 20 yards.
Blake not being able to block Jarwin.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb also, yeah, like you pointed out, 7 catches, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Great performance from him and Amari.
I think Amari Cooper had, like, 16 targets, and CeeDee Lamb had, like, 5. And CeeDee Lamb dropped like 3 balls.
I said this before, and I'll say it again. CeeDee Lamb is the most exciting player on the Cowboys. Like, he's super talented, very raw talent. Yeah. But Amari Cooper's their number one guy.
Oh, he's the guy.
Yeah. He's their staple guy. They trust him with every throw. Dak's going to throw him, like, at least he's going to target him 10-plus times every game.
Dude, if Amari Cooper stays healthy and if Dak stays healthy, I think Amari Cooper could be a top 5 fantasy wide receiver this year.
I hope so. Because I have him.
Wild. You have him in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, good man.
Let's just cover some of the players on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers real quick. I did say Dak Prescott 58 passes. He was 42 of 58, 403 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Yeah.
I mean, the man came off. You all saw the injury. Comes back. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know. He went off.
Yeah.
He went off.
His pregame warm-ups, you remember how weird they used to be where he did like that hip-popping thing?
Yeah.
And now they're weirder with the shoulder?
Yeah, they're so much better.
God bless Dak Prescott, man.
Yeah. Going to the Bucs, Tom Brady also had a pretty good game. He threw 50 times, 32 of 50, 379 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. Both his picks were also not his fault. Leonard Fournette dropped a pass and it got picked. Yeah. Second one was at halftime he threw a Hail Mary and it just got picked. So, I mean, he had a fantastic game.
And they almost ran that pick back.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was going to. Yeah, I thought he was going to. Leonard Fournette was their main running back. He had 9 rushes for 32 yards. Ronald Jones pretty much got pulled once he fumbled. He had 4 rushes for 14 yards.
Yep.
Leonard Fournette also added 5 catches for 27 yards.
But that was like kind of late in the game, kind of garbage.
Big receiving performances from Antonio Brown, five catches.
Big chest.
Five catches, 121 yards, and one touchdown before the game, or not before the game, right when the game started, they do those intros, like on the television. Yeah. He said, University, Boomin' University. Yeah, that was fantastic.
He was my guy to come out of drafts. Like, I was like, I'm targeting Antonio Brown in every single draft. Yeah. I didn't get him in any draft.
Oh, I loved that. And then Chris Godwin, nine catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. He left a fatal fumble, though.
He left a lot out there. Yeah. A few balls that he didn't catch and that fumble.
He had that fumble on the goal line. He could have scored on that play, and that gave the Cowboys, they got the ball and went down and took the lead after that. So I was like, ooh, they could lose from that. Gronk also had, dude, Gronk looks solid. Eight catches, 90 yards, two touchdowns.
Eight of eight.
Like, let me ask you a question. He doesn't age.
Is Gronk a pickup?
Gronk is a pickup.
Like,
he's a weapon. I think if any of those, like AB, Godwin, Mike Evans,
Leonard
Fournette, you know, all those dudes, like
Mike Evans had a very Mike Evans game.
Yeah. But all those dudes, especially Gronk, solid. You have to get him. Like any of them could go off.
He looked good. Eight for eight.
But yeah, I know you're frustrated about Mike Evans. I know a lot of people were last night. Three catches for 24 yards.
I don't draft Mike Evans anymore. I'm not frustrated.
Three catches for 24 yards. I mean, he'll have better days, but this was a terrible game. Terrible showing.
Last season, he had the one catch game for a touchdown, and I ended up losing that week because Mike Evans had one catch for one touchdown.
This was a terrible game for him. This was a terrible game. But
you
no.
know who's a friend of the podcast? You know who... I almost ate my words, Cameron. Last week I said that the Bucks go 14-0 to start the season, and they almost lost last night. But you know who's a friend of the podcast? Who's a friend of me? Who's a friend of the people?
Tell him.
Ryan Succop hitting the last second field goal to win the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they kicked off, but it didn't matter.
It was an intense game. And
it was good. Maybe a better friend is Greg Zuerlein for missing the
field
goal.
Dude, it was so back and forth. Greg Zuerlein shanked two field goals, one field goal, one PAT.
Yeah.
But, and that could have possibly won him the game. But I mean, a lot of other things could have gone their way too. Back and forth game, the whole entirety of the game. And you end the game with Chris Godwin fumbling. The Cowboys get the ball back. They go down and kick a field goal. There's a minute and 24 seconds left on the clock. They're up by one. The TV screen pans to Tom Brady, and he's looking just dead ass at the Cowboys sideline, like pissed off. Everyone in the building in any atmosphere was all just like, Tom Brady's going to march down the field and win
this
game.
Minute 24 of too much time to get back
when
to
we
Tom
kicked,
Brady.
They kicked that field goal. I literally said, that's so much time.
Yeah.
They had two timeouts, maybe one timeout.
Honestly, I think
that's so much.
You give Tom Brady two timeouts and 15 seconds, and I think he can make he can make it. But
so
I'm sure you'll get into it. There was a questionable call
towards the end of the game. So they did march down the field, and one of the last plays to get them into field goal range was a pass to
Chris Godwin
on the left sideline, and I forget the name of the cornerback from the Cowboys that was defending him, but. Mm-hmm. It did look as if Chris Godwin pushed off a little bit, and it could have been an offensive PI. They didn't call it. My personal opinion is it was a flop. I think he was falling already. If you rewatch the tape, he's falling already because he kind of starts to try to backpedal with him because he tries to turn. And I think he tries to grab him as he's falling, so it looks like Chris Godwin is pushing him a little bit. So it's a good no call. I think it was a little soft if they do call it offensive PI.
I'm on the inverse. I thought it was OPI.
Okay.
But I think Chris Collinsworth talked about it in the game. It's hard because when you have like a corner or a safety that's like kind of backpedaling for the receiver, they're already kind of on their heels. Yeah. So like any little bit, to me, it did look like Chris Godwin fully extended his arm and pushed him.
It's one of those calls.
That's really
it's like
what it takes, right?
If they call it, I would have been like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I mean, I rewatched the tape and you say, you know, he does look like he's falling a little bit. It's one of those things. It's a bang bang 50-50 call. I don't know. So it is what it is.
You can't throw challenge flags on penalties, right?
No. Bucks get down there, kick a field goal, W. Tom Brady, 1-0. Legendary march down the field to win the game. Another one.
1-0, 13 more weeks, and then Newbar's prediction comes to life.
Yeah, right. Dak Prescott, after the game, midfield, told Tom Brady that there's going to be a rematch.
We'll see you again.
We'll see you again. That'd be sick.
It's going to be so good.
But it's going to have to be in like the NFC Championship, which they won't get there.
Do they not? I think they play him again, right?
Like, do they?
I think it's like the second or third to last game of the season.
Not 100% sure on that one. But no, let's move on here from last night's game, and let's speed through some of these games on Sunday.
Yeah, we're just going to cover the slate. I know we've been going through the divisions, but you know, football's upon us. We're just going to talk about each matchup. Cameron will give our picks on who's going to win, any key performances, that sort of stuff.
All right. Let's start it off. So, Sunday slate of games in order.
Yes.
Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Houston Texans. Who do you have and what do you think?
You want to hear another bold prediction?
This is a terrible game. Is that your bold prediction?
I think Houston wins it. I know I've been saying that Houston might go the entire season without winning, but I think Tyrod Taylor could will this team to at least one win against a terrible Jacksonville.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Jacksonville wins this game.
I think every single team facing off against the Houston Texans are going to be like, oh, easy game. And one of them has to be a trap game. It's classic, right? We talked about this last week. There's at least one trap game for every single team every season.
But I also think everybody on the Houston Texans every week is going to be like, oh, no, we have to play this team. We're going to get ran.
Yeah, but I mean, Tyrod's not terrible, and you got...
He's not terrible. I just think Jacksonville is better than Houston. I think they win by a touchdown.
Okay. I'm going to say Houston wins, and I'll say Houston wins by a field goal.
Okay.
3 points. Also, Philip Lindsay on the Houston Texans. Philip Lindsay ain't half bad.
So. He's not half bad, but he's also not great. Here we go. Next game up, Chargers versus the Washington football team. And Austin Eckler did practice today, and he is slated to play. A lot of fantasy owners were worried about that.
Yeah, go ahead and get Justin Jackson if you're... Or Josh Jackson, Justin Jackson.
Yeah, they have two other guys, though.
It's going to be a committee, but like I think you could...
Austin Eckler's the guy. If he's healthy, he's the guy. Who wins this game and why?
That's tough. Chargers, Washington football. See, they're both... I think this is going to be like a really good game.
I think this might be
one of the best games of the day.
Football team is favored by 1 point.
I'm leaning towards football team. I think just because Austin Eckler does have that... I mean, it's a hamstring... strain, so it's not like anything too crazy, but
it's such a tough game. That's a call. I have no idea. I'm gonna go Chargers.
Washington has a really good defense.
I'm gonna go Chargers.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Curtis Samuel's out, but
it's in Washington, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think Justin Herbert has a great game.
I'm gonna say Washington.
I'm gonna say Chargers just for the sake of argument here. All right, so getting into our next game, we got Seahawks Colts, 10 a.m. on Sunday. Our hometown Hawks are 3-point favorites. In a shocking fashion, Carson Wentz is slated now to play somehow. Yeah. He had foot surgery just over a month ago, so that's insane. The Colts do own a 7-game week one losing streak. I don't know if that's known, but it is now.
I think it's going to be 8.
It might be 8. I think it's going to be as well. And we are bringing in a former guest of ours, Taylor Johnson. Taylor is a huge Hawks fan. We're bringing him back to give his take on it. Taylor, what's up? What's up, dude?
The man needs no introduction.
Recurring guest.
You are a recurring guest.
First recurring guest.
Yes, you are, actually. That is a fact.
I mean, we've only had two guests, including you, so, you know.
Yeah.
Not much of a list.
Jonah's got some catching up to do.
He does have some catching up to do. So, give us your take. What do you think? 3-point favorites. What do you like here?
Week one, baby. Football's back. I'm stoked. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll. My scoreboard app, Oregon Lottery, has us -2.5. Is it -3 right now?
It was -3 on ESPN.
Anyways, I got us -2.5 going to Indy. Indy's a good team. They got a good old line. They got a solid defense. But I really am not worried at all going to this game. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be ready to go. He's been injured. First of all, new team, new system. I guess he's with Frank Reich again.
Yeah.
Was Frank Reich... Yeah, he was with him in Philly.
He was with Philly for a while.
That being said, I mean, he's coming into this new system. He was hurt, and then he was out for another week with COVID. There's no way he knows this system. It's going to be a disaster for them. I'm not going to be surprised if the Seahawks go in there and win 30-6.
30-6. So is that your official projection?
My mortal lock is -2.5 Hawks. So 30-6. I'm going to say real score. I'm going to say 27-9.
I like that. Taylor, let me ask you a question. How much money have you put down on this game so far?
Starting off with something light this year, just, you know, one unit,
$20. Okay.
A big unit.
Starting off with something light, and okay. We'll see how it goes.
All right. My score prediction is 28-10.
Okay.
Hawks, of course. I think the Colts O line is banged up a little bit, so I think our defense could wreak a little havoc.
Oh, is Quentin Nelson playing?
I don't think so.
I think Quentin Nelson is slated to play. He had the same.
They're missing somebody else then.
He had the same exact foot injury as Carson Wentz.
Yeah, they're gonna have some problems with us.
They don't have T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, he's out for 5 to 6 weeks.
So, I think one of their corners is out too. I read today. Can't remember.
Yeah.
The guy's name.
Well, we'll find out pretty quickly once Russ starts throwing some bombs. So.
Yes, sir. We sure will.
But, well, I'm glad we could get you on. Get the Hawks projections. You know, pretty valid prediction there. I like it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on anytime, anywhere. It's going to be a great first week of football. I can't wait. It was a great game last night, Bucks-Cowboys to kick off the season. So I'm stoked. A lot of football to be played, a lot of gambling to do.
A lot of fantasy football, and I'm sure we'll have you on here down the road.
All right, bet. Sounds good. Have a good one, boys.
Peace out, buddy.
See you, Taylor. Jets-Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Christian McCaffrey is just going to put the team on his back.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Sam Darnold has a good game.
Yeah, it's a double revenge game, ain't it? Robbie Anderson, Sam Darnold.
Yep. Vikings and Bengals, and you have Minnesota favored by 3 points.
In my fantasy football drafts, I had two drafts. I was number two and I was number three. Dalvin Cook came to me in number two, and then on the pick that I was number three, somebody in front of me took Derrick Henry, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to take Dalvin again.
Double up.
I got double Dalvin. Vikings all the way. Dalvin Cook, 17 touchdowns in the first quarter, 32 total on the day.
I will also take the Vikings.
Yeah, I think the Vikings win by two scores.
This is going to be a good game. Arizona, Tennessee, in Tennessee, I believe. What do you think on that one? Tennessee is favored only by 3. We got small lines here.
Oh, man. That's going to be... Am I crazy to say Arizona?
Yeah, you're crazy.
That's right.
But you can take them.
Tennessee it is. I'll say Arizona. Why not?
I think Tennessee. Let's just do that just for the sake of competition. Yeah, but yeah, I think Tennessee's so good.
And they are.
I think Julio will have a good first game with him.
God, could you imagine Julio just... I was going to say
Not work bad. Out. Next game up, 49ers versus the Lions. This is a tough one.
Oh, man. You know?
This is a tough one.
The Lions have a team.
Dude. Okay. DeAndre Swift.
They got a coach.
DeAndre Swift has been linked to a murder in Philadelphia. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard that it was all fake.
I heard the
police reports came out and they said that it was no sort of matching description to
it. Yeah, I haven't heard that one. But can you imagine? DeAndre Swift. I have Jamal Williams, so that would bode well for me.
Oh, my God. You're terrible.
All right, here we go.
This man's falsely accused for murder, and you're like, but I got his backup.
Dude, those were some of the other takes that I could have chosen because, like, on Twitter, everybody was just like, man, they were, like, terrible for the family and terrible for, like, the victims of this murder. But, like... Is Jamal Williams a starter now?
God.
It is so bad.
Yeah, so the Detroit Lions have a team and a name and a mascot and a nickname, so I think that the Niners win...
Handily.
By, like, five... Like, could, no joke, win by, like, four touchdowns and have all their starters pulled in the second half.
Probably. Next game up, this is a good one. Steelers-Bills.
Bills.
That's a great game.
I think Bills.
Bills are favored by 6.5.
Wow.
All these lines are 3-1.
Yeah.
And
Bills are
this
sick.
One's 6.5. That's crazy. I'll take Bills, though.
Okay. Yeah,
by 6.5 plus.
Yeah.
I think they win.
How do you think Najee Harris does in his first NFL game?
I think he goes for like 60 yards and a touchdown.
Really?
Yeah. I think he'll get a lot of usage and probably get a goal line touchdown.
Yeah. I got the Bills D, so hopefully they can shut it down.
Yeah, we'll see. This is a good one. Eagles, Falcons.
Battle of the
it's
Birds.
It's only a good one because of that. Yeah, it's only a good one because of that, but it's not a great game. I got Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
Yeah, Falcons are...
But hopefully Mike Davis isn't.
Yeah, I have him on my bench in one of my leagues, so I could use another running back
lineup.
That's pretty significantly good.
He's in my starting lineup.
Ooh, shame for you.
Yeah.
Browns, Chiefs. I had this slated as one of the best games of this weekend.
Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs win two, but this could be a preview of the AFC Championship, maybe. The Browns are going to be good.
I say Chiefs.
The Browns are going to be good.
Chiefs win by 10.
Chiefs are 5.5 favorites.
Chiefs win by 10.
I think the Chiefs win by 14.
Okay.
But I think this game, this we will see this matchup again.
Another good game, potentially.
Packers versus Saints. Packers are only 3.5 point favorites. What do you got here?
Packers.
I also have the Packers.
Yeah.
By 6.
Packers by 6?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's
a great game.
I think it's going to be very competitive.
There's a lot of good matchups this weekend.
Oh, dude, I love football.
Yeah, there's a lot of good matchups.
I never thought before we started living together freshman year that I would love football this much because I never watch football except for like the Super Bowl, but yeah. Everybody watches the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Next up, not a good game. Broncos versus Giants.
Yikes.
Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos are going to win.
Yeah, I think they're going to thrash them.
Yeah. Saquon is expected to play. I do have him in one league.
Are you playing him?
And I also have Zeke in this league.
Oh, God.
I am starting him.
Is this Western?
Yes.
Okay.
I am starting him because if he plays, you have to start him.
When you texted me when we were talking about our teams, you're like, bro, look at my running backs. Like, yeah, I already know what's going to happen.
Dude, but imagine Zeke turns it around, right? Because this is an outlier game.
Which he will.
And imagine Saquon's pitch count goes up.
Yeah.
And he's eventually just playing, you know, full snaps.
And you fleece everybody.
That's great. Yeah. So,
but also, my team. But
I took Zeke first. I took Zeke first, and then it came back to me, and Saquon was still there. You had like I didn't have a choice.
Let's do this. At the end of this episode, let's both list off our team in the Western League, and we'll let people decide who has the better team.
Fair. Let's wrap this up then. Okay. Dolphins, Patriots.
I think that's going to be another competitive game.
Patriots.
Dolphins.
I got Patriots.
I'm saying Dolphins.
Dude, people are saying that the Patriots could win the Super Bowl.
Who? Mac Jones's mom?
Why?
Bill Belichick?
Why? I saw that on Bleacher Report.
No, get out of here.
Like, but why? I want to know people's reasoning.
Sunday Night Football.
Patriots are 3-point favorites. Sunday Night Football.
Great game.
Bears versus the Rams.
Great game.
The Rams are 7.5-point favorites.
But the Bears are good.
Both going to be entertaining teams. I would rather Justin Fields play than Andy Dalton, obviously. But the Red Rocket. Here we go.
I was listening to some podcasts earlier, and I think Andy Dalton has a streak of being like notoriously bad on Monday night games.
Well, this is a Sunday night game, so good for him.
Sunday night, sorry. Primetime game.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
I'm going Rams.
I'm also going Rams, but I think it's a really good game. Bears have a great defense.
Yeah, Bears do have a great defense. I think the Rams are up like 2 scores.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And finally, Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens with 0 running backs. Against the Las Vegas Raiders, Baltimore is 4-point favorites.
Baltimore.
I have Baltimore as well by a touchdown or more.
I think Darren Waller eats the ball with how many targets he has.
Yeah, probably. He'll get 10-plus catches.
Oh, yeah.
10-plus. They don't have anyone else to throw to. Yeah.
Well, shall we do the thing? Shall we list off our fantasy teams?
Yeah, let's list off our fantasy teams here.
You or me?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Let it be known I drafted second.
What league are we doing? Because I'm in 5.
We're doing, you lucky bastard. We're doing Western. We'll do Western League. This is our college league, the one that we do with all of our buddies. Jonah, Taylor, who are on the podcast, are also in this league.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and start. As I said, I was a second round pick. This is my starting lineup. Josh Allen, Dalvin Cook, Mike Davis, DeAndre Hopkins, Adam Thielen, Darren Waller, Raheem Mustard Mostert, Bills D, Tyler Bass, and then on my bench, I have Cortland Sutton, Tyler Boyd, Trey Sermon, Alexander Madison, and I just picked up Tyson Williams.
Yeah, not bad.
That's a squad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
That was the first time that I went running back, wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, and I was like, oh no, this could be really bad, but I'm really happy with this team.
Yeah, it turned out pretty well.
My team in my other league is also stacked.
You know what else turned out pretty well? This little tidbit.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, Zeke. Last night I was like, no way.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, Zeke, Saquon, Keenan Allen, Julio Jones, Mark Andrews, Damian Harris, Buccaneers defense, Jason Sanders, the number one kicker for the Dolphins, Corey Davis, James Conner, Matthew Stafford, Latavius Murray, and Michael Thomas.
Damian Harris, I'm not sure on. obviously he's going to be playing a lot better with Mac Jones.
He's going to get a lot of usage now that Sony Michel's gone.
You need a good week from your running backs to help bolster some confidence.
I need a lot of things this week, but I think going forward, my team's pretty stout.
We got a long season. We got a long season. Half these dudes are not
going to
be on our team.
Go ahead and comment who you think is going to win our match. What week do we play?
Oh, bro, I think we're on week three, or I think in the other league we're week eight, but I think
it's going to be a good episode when we play each other.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of
great episode.
Yeah. Oh, you and I, week two, next week.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. So not next episode, but the episode after will be where we recap that.
Yeah, and then I play Taylor Johnson's trash team. Sorry, Taylor.
Here we go.
But not a great team.
Well, there it is, episode 24.
That's it, good episode. Kobe.
We did it. And just like that, we're into the NFL season.
I love it.
Just like that.
I love it.
It's flown by.
Yep.
It's like we started this podcast and then it's already, boom, it's September. Boom.
It's September. And
boom, it's September. Boom, it's NFL season.
Well, before we say sayonara, we got the tried and true Cameron's quote of the episode.
It is the tried and true.
I was waiting for you to be like, I don't have a quote of the episode.
I do have a quote of the episode. I always come prepared. This week's quote is, don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people get is to take a bite out of your success.
Don't be biting my success.
Don't take a bite out of other people's success. But no, don't be distracted by criticism.
Listen, everybody, don't be biting other people's successes and don't let anybody bite your successes.
Listen to this. The guy who said that, Zig Ziglar. That's his name.
Zig Ziglar?
Yeah.
German?
American author.
Oh.
But yeah, don't be distracted by criticism. That was probably the biggest thing to take away from that. So that's this week's quote.
I like it.
And as always, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Second Half Sports Pod. We're always posting snippets. We're working real hard day and night.
Yeah.
Blood, catch sweat, me, and tears getting snippets on there.
Catch me on Sunday Night Football singing with Carrie Underwood when we bring the Bears and the Rams in a town.
Yikes. Yikes.
Can't wait.
We're going to get you on there as a feature one of these days.
See you, Carrie.
We're going to get you on there. I will get you on there.
If you could get me on Sunday Night Football singing with Carrie Underwood, I'm not doing this podcast. I will sell this podcast to the highest bidder. Like, just my spot. You can still keep it.
You're sick.
You can still keep it.
You sicken me.
All rights reserved,
though. You sicken me.
Just so I get my royalties.
That's disgusting.
Episode 24, Second Half Sports. I'm Newbark Parian, and you are?
Cameron Sissel.
And as always,
drive safe.
Thank you for listening to the Second Half Sports Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts today. And check out at Second Half Sports Pod on Instagram for all your Second Half sports news and updates.